Now, one of the big complaints about life in Dublin City over the past while, apart from the cost of everything and the rubbish on the streets, has been the lack of cultural activity in the city, as traditional venues and spaces have been giving way to hotels and office blocks. So a new collaboration between the Department of Arts and Culture, Dublin City Council and private philanthropy is putting €9 million into developing up to 60 spaces in the city where artists can work. And Ray Yates, City Arts Officer with Dublin City Council, can tell us more. So Space to Create is the name of it. What's it all about?
Well, artists need somewhere to work. I think it's as simple as that. And their spaces to work in, because of economic pressures, have been marginalised for quite some years now. And I've been looking for buildings along with the Culture Department of the city throughout to find that artists could work in. So we've located sites where we can put temporary units. We've located buildings which we can refurbish. And we're going to take leases on the north side of the city to create these 60 spaces.
Is Artane in Dublin's north side, I know it well, is that about to become a new cultural hub?
Well, I would think so. 13 artists will move in over the next year or so. Two studios are already finished and they're moving in the next couple of weeks. So, yeah, we're very excited about being in our Artane place.
And where else in the city have you been looking?
Well, the former film-based building is to get a major upgrade. An old restaurant, the old Eden restaurant on Meeting House Square. Number 8 and 9 Merchants Quay, which are owned by City Council. Number 9 is a fully restored 18th century townhouse. And a vacant site on Bridgefoot Street will have 20 units.
And is this all for, you know, visual artists? Or because, I mean, one of the complaints has been about the lack of venues, the lack of spaces for bands to practice and so on. What kind of artist will be using these spaces?
Well, artist workspace is a very broad term. It could mean performances, but here these are your turnkey kind of studios, but they accommodate 70% of the arts, like composers, writers, visual artists and rehearsal can all take place in these spaces.
And the other thing, of course, that's been driving artists out of the city is rents.
Of course, yeah. And I think a lot of artists have actually moved out of the capital because of pressure of rents. But to have a workspace, and we hope to give these at less than €200 per month, would be an amazing anchor for a lot of artists to stay here. And it's a big start. We need several hundred of these spaces, not just 60. But this is a statement of intent, and I hope we will be adding as the years go by.
And it's €9 million. I'll come back on to how people apply and all the rest in a moment. But so it's €9 million behind this initiative between the department, Dublin City Council and private philanthropy.
Yeah.
Where's the private philanthropy coming from?
Well, they very, very modestly, I think, are wishing to remain private at the moment. But it's been a major game changer to be approached by a donor. And it's triggered this programme to a large degree, which we had been slowly, patiently putting together over years. And now it's coalescing into a major programme.
And it's a great idea for other organisations. I mean, you know, you'll go to big, prestigious institutions for the arts around the city and, you know, enjoy being in the audience. And you'll see a fine list of sponsors and friends of. Could they join this scheme if they wish to? Oh,
absolutely. I mean, this donor is going to also refurbish the old St. Anthony's Theatre, which is on Merchants Quay, which is part of Number 8, and is particularly attracted to the fact that it's going to have a massive community impact. And we're going to, you know, bring the artists in who will interact with community and work with the arts and the local area. So we did a long feasibility study and a co-design process here. So it's a very exciting development on Merchants Quay, where artists will have a centre city space, but community can also work alongside them.
Oh, that is an important part of it as well, that it's woven in that way. So who can apply and how do they go? Because I imagine there'd be loads of people listening going, that one's for me, yeah.
Oh, absolutely. And I think that's always the hardest part of this process. You have got some money, you've got some buildings, and now you've an awful lot of applications. But what we did for Artane Place, and we were way ahead of the actual refurbishment, is we had an open call. So anybody can apply in the first round, and we make it as simple as possible to apply, because artists have often told me how difficult it is to do these applications. Then in the second round,
and these days, their lives are just filled with grant submissions and applications. It's, you know, they spend more time doing that than creating.
Absolutely, yeah. So it's 500 to 750 words and maybe a budget and a little bit about your background to get you started in the application process. Round two just gets a bit more difficult, and we also often will give an artist a small amount of money to take a day out to work on the application. And then finally there's interviews. So it's a bit of an arduous process, but what was wonderful in Artane is how many of the artists live locally. Like, you've got major choreographers like Ella Clark, who lives 5 minutes now from her new studio. She said she couldn't believe it, and it's the size of an apartment It's actually on an apartment block. So it's remarkable to see her in her brand new studio. Yeah. And although I know there are many hundreds of artists who would dream of that, we're really genuinely trying to make a difference here. And so are all our councillors. We have an artist workspaces committee and the minister. We've known about this for some time.
Our town could be the new St. Ives.
Yeah, well, it is fascinating that a lot of our artists don't live in the city centre. They live out, and why wouldn't they work close by, and why wouldn't community interact with them on those sites?
Excellent. Well, listen, thank you so much for coming in to talk to us. Ray Yates, City Arts Officer with Dublin City Council, talking about the launch of Space to Create today. Thank you, and we'll be back with the business news after the break.